the brothers and sisters in Vancouver.
温哥华的弟兄姐妹们，向你们问安。
I'm delighted to have an opportunity to come to share something that the Lord has placed in my heart.
我今天早晨非常高兴能够有机会和弟兄姐妹们分享神放在我心中的一些负担。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 18.
让我们一同翻开诗篇第十八篇。
Psalm chapter 18, we will read verse 3-6.
诗篇第十八篇，我们读第三到第六节。
Psalm 18, verse 3. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised.So shall I be saved from my enemies. Verse 4, the pangs of death surround me, and the flood of ungodliness made me afraid. The sorrows of zero surround me, the snares of death confront me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God. He heard my voice.From his temple, and my cry came before him, even to his ear.
第三节，我要求告当赞美的耶和华，这样我必从仇敌的手中被救出来，从有死亡的绳索缠咬我，匪类的急流使我惊惧，阴间的绳索缠咬我，死亡的罗网临到我。我在急难中求告耶和华。向我的神呼求，他从殿中听了我的声音，在我在他面前的秋呼入了他的耳中。
Verse 9,
第九节。
He bowed the heavens also, and came down with darkness under his feet.
他又使天下垂，亲自降临，在黑云中有黑云在他脚下。
And then verse 13,
第十三节。
The Lord thunders from heaven.And the Most High utter His voice, hailstones and coals of fire.
耶和华也在天上打雷，至高者发出声音，便有冰雹火炭。
And then we'll read from verse 16 to 19.
从第十六节到第十九节。
He sent from above, He took me, He drew me out of many waters, He delivered me from my strong enemy, from those who hated me.For they were too strong for me. They confronted me in the days of my calamity. But the Lord was my support. He also brought me out into a broad place. He delivered me because he delighted in me.
他从高天伸手抓住我，把我从大水中拉出来。他救我脱离我的劲敌和那些恨我的人，因为他们比我强盛。我遭灾难的日子，他们来攻击我，但耶和华是我的依靠。他又领我到宽阔之处，他救拔我，因他喜悦我。
In this psalm, David was looking back at after a great deliverance from the Lord.
在这个诗篇当中，大卫回想他得拯救之前的光景。
He was rejoicing because the Lord has rescued him from his enemies.
他是何等的喜乐，因为神从他的仇敌手中拯救他。
In verse 3, he says, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, so I shall be saved from my enemies.
第三节说，我要求告当赞美的耶和华，这样我必从仇敌的手中被救出来。
We know that David has gone through terrible times of testing.
我们知道大卫在这里边经历了一个何等可怕的试炼的光景。
Why was he now able to rejoice?
为什么这个时候他可以喜乐？
Indeed, we know that David has just been going through a very terrible time in his life.
因为我们知道大卫在他的生命当中经历了一个非常可怕的试炼。
Because ever since he won that victory over Goliath and killed him.
当他胜了哥利亚之后。
And then the women in Jerusalem, they sang, Saul has killed his thousand, and David has killed his 10,000s.
耶路撒冷的妇女们就唱诗歌说，扫罗杀千千，大卫杀万万。
And as a result of that, King Saul was jealous of David.
因此扫罗就对他有嫉妒。
And he has been persecuting David since then.
所以扫罗就开始逼迫大卫。
In fact, Saul has put a bounty on his head and has chased David relentlessly.
所以扫罗呢就在那边悬赏要杀大卫，并且无休止地追赶他。
And as a result, David was fleeing and he was sleeping in caves, in dens, and in open fields.
以至于大卫必须在他面前逃跑，他在野地，在山穴当中露营。
And then David described this dark and terrible time in this psalm.
所以大卫就在这个地方用这个诗篇描写他当时所处的光景。
He said, the sorrows of hell surrounded me, and I live in distress.
他说有死亡的阴间缠绕我，我生活在这个极大的恐惧当中。
And then ungodly men made me afraid. My enemies were too strong for me.
仇敌缠绕我，他们是何等的强盛。
And they all hated me.
他们都恨我。
The sorrows of Seol surrounded me. The snares of death confronted me.
有死亡的阴绳索缠绕我，有阴间的绳索缠绕我。
And then, but God came roaring out of heavens to deliver him.
但神从高天拯救我。Because
in verse 9 he said, God bowed the heavens also, and came down with darkness under his feet.
因为在第九节告诉我们说，他又使天下垂，亲自降临。
And then in verse 13, he said, the Lord thunders from heaven, and the Most High utter his voice.
十三节说，耶和华也在天上打雷，至高者发出声音。
And then verse 16, he said, God sent from above, he took me, and he drew me from many waters.
十六节告诉我们说， 他从高天伸手抓住我，把我从大水中拉上来。
Verse 17, he said, he delivered me from my strong enemy and from those who hated me, for they were too strong for me.
17节告诉我们说，他救我脱离那些我的劲敌和那些恨我的人，因为 他们比我强盛。
We know that at that time the enemies were surrounding David.
我们知道那个时候大卫的仇敌把他包围起来。
The power of darkness came upon him like a flood.
阴间的势力像洪水一样围绕着他。
Yet David was able to say,
然而大卫还可以说，
God came rolling forth to pull me out of the swirling water.
神伸手抓住我，把我从大水中拉上来。
And then he rescued me from all my troubles.
他在我所有的急难当中拯救我。
In verse 19 is the key verse in here.
19节是一个关键的一节。
He brought me forth into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me.
他又领我到宽阔之处，他救拔我，因他喜悦我。
We know that in the Bible, David is called a man after God's own heart.
我们知道在圣经当中，大卫被称为合神心意的人。
But then again, we know that David was also a man subject to sin, just like we are.
但我们同时也知道，大卫和你我一样，也是受罪的辖制。
In fact, we all know the kind of sins that he committed was grievous, was terrible.
对，我们也同时知道大卫所犯的罪是何等的可怕。
The question is, why did God deliver David?
问题是为什么神要拯救大卫？
In here, the Holy Spirit gave David a revelation as a key to all deliverances.
这里边我们看见圣灵启示大卫这个拯救的秘诀，也是所有拯救的秘诀。
And then in here, David said, he testified, the reason God delivered me from all my enemies, from all my sorrow, from the power of hell, is because I am precious to God.
这里边大卫见证到，神之所以从他所有的这些艰难的环境，从仇敌的手中，从黑暗的权势中被拯救出来，是因为
My God delights in me.
我的神喜悦我。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
if you need deliverance from your temptation, from your trial, and from the testings,
如果我们需要从试探、从试炼、各种困难的光景当中被拯救出来,
whatever that difficulty may be, whether it be mental, physical, or emotional,
无论你所面临的困难是什么，是心里的，是灵里边的，或者是身体上的。
This is the key verse to our victory.
这一节经文就是我们得胜的秘诀。
God delights in you.
耶和华喜悦你。
You are precious to him.
你在他的眼中看为至宝。
Why would God deliver us from trial, temptation, and spiritual or physical sicknesses?
为什么神要把我们从这些属灵的、心理的或者身体上的这些困难当中拯救出来？
We know in the Songs of Solomon, the Lord said of his bride.
我们知道在所罗门的雅歌当中，神主对他的心腹说。
And the way the Lord described, the way he looked at his bride is described in the chapter 7, verse 6.
这里边在第七节的第七章的第六节说
，It says, "How beautiful and how delightful are you, my love, with your charms."
你我所爱的，你何其美好，何其喜悦，使因欢畅喜乐。
And this verse basically describes Jesus' thought toward his bride as he behold her.
这节经文也是讲到主耶稣基督对着他心腹的一种感觉。
And as he looked at his bride.He said, "How beautiful, how sweet, and how delightful you are."
所以当主耶稣看见他的心腹的时候，他也说：“你是何其的美好，何其的甜美。”
And you are indeed precious to me.
你是在我的眼中是何等的宝贵。
And then, in turn, in the chapter 7, verse 10, the bride then boasts like this. She said that I am my beloved, and his desire is toward me.
所以同样他的心腹在这边有一个大胆的回应，在第十节说，我属我的良人，他也恋慕我。
And the meaning in here is that the Lord Jesus runs after me with delight.
这里边的意思就是说，主耶稣基督在他的喜悦当中他追赶我。
He chases me because he delights in me.
他追赶我们因为他喜悦我们。
Because I am precious to him.
因为我在他的眼中为宝贵。
Now the same thought of we being precious to the Lord was written in many other portions of the Bible.
同样这样，我们在神的眼中为宝贵，也在其他圣经的章节当中被提到。
For example, in Psalm 147 verse 11, it says, "The Lord takes pleasures in those who fear him, those who hope in his mercy."
比如在诗篇第147篇第11节，耶和华喜爱敬畏他的人和盼望他慈爱的人。
And also in Psalm 149 verse 4 it says, "The Lord take pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation."
在诗篇149篇第4节，因耶和华喜爱他的百姓，他又用救恩当作谦卑人的装饰。
And we also know in the New Testament when Peter wrote to the churches,
当我们也知道在新约圣经里边，当彼得为写教会的书信的时候
He told us that Christ is that cornerstone.
他告诉我们说主耶稣基督就是那房角石。
And then we are the living stones to be built up as a spiritual house for God.
我们乃是活石，要一起建筑属神的灵宫。
And then he said, "Remember, we are chosen of God, very precious in God's sight."
他说我们是神所拣选的，在神眼中为宝贵。
When I read scriptures like this, it really came home to me of this thought that we the people are indeed very precious to God.
所以当我读到这些经文的时候，所以这里边有个深处的感觉，我们在神的眼中为宝贵。
This thought would not only apply to David.
这个感觉不仅仅在大卫身上。
It would also apply to you and me.
也在我们你我的身上。
Remember how the Lord Jesus himself described the prodigal son after he wasted all his estate.
我们还记得主耶稣基督怎样描写那个浪子，当他浪费他所有的钱财之后。
He got nothing and he was in the pig pen.
他一无所有，最后落到一个在猪圈里边的光景。
And then he was thinking to himself, well, you know, My father has a lot to spare. Why am I here starving to death?
他想到我的父亲在我的父家中有许多的丰富，为什么我们在这里，我要在这边饿死呢？
And then he told himself, "Okay, I'm going to go back home."
所以他对自己说，我要回家。
And the Bible describes that when he was still a far, far away from his father's house.
所以圣经告诉我们说，他还离家切远的时候。
And then the father noticed him.
父亲就看见了他。
And then the father took action. He ran to him. He embraced him. He kissed him.
所以父亲就跑到他的面前拥抱他亲吻他。
And don't forget, at that particular time, the prodigal son probably he was pretty smelly.
不要忘记了，在那个时候，那个浪子他身上可能有很多的臭味。
He got no money in his pocket.
他兜里面没有任何钱。
He was all filthy.
他身上非常的肮脏。
And yet, the father would just simply embrace him and kissed him and brought him home.
但是父亲还是拥抱他，亲吻他，把他接到家里。
Now.You think I'm trying to convince you that God delights in you.
对，你可能想到我在这里边要试图让你相信神喜悦你。
That you are precious to God.
你在神的眼中看为宝贵。
And you may think that, well, this is a very lovely thought. How sweet it is.
你可能想这是只是一个非常可爱美丽的想法。
But the truth is that it's much more than a lovely thought.
但实际上这远远超过一个美丽的想法。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
this is the key to all your deliverance from every spiritual battle that rages in your soul.
这个乃是我们从所有这些属灵的征战当中能够被拯救的一个关键。
It is the secret for us to cease from our struggle.
是我们能够停止所有的这些征战的一个原因。
It is,The key, the secret to our resting in God.
乃是我们在神里边能够得安息的一个关键。
Until we truly lay hold of it.
只有我们紧紧地抓住这一点。
In other words, until this thought become a foundation of truth in our heart.
或者换一句话说，只有当这个成为我们信仰的根基的时候。
We will not be able to withstand all that is ahead of us in this wicked time that we're in.
我们就没有办法去面对我们面前所在这个邪恶时代当中所要面临的各种挑战。
What is the secret of entering into the rest of God as He promised?
让我们能够进入神所应许的安息当中，这个关键是什么
？If we go to Isaiah chapter 43,
如果我们翻开以赛亚书第四十三章
，Isaiah chapter 43 verse 1 and 2, it tells us
第一、第二节告诉我们。
God has great delight in his people.
神喜悦他的百姓。
God prophesies to Isaiah, saying like this, Thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and you who, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name, you are mine. Verse 1.
以赛亚书第一章第四十三章第一节，神这样借着他的先知以赛亚说：“雅各呀，造就你的耶和华；以色列呀，造成你的那位。现在如此说，你不要害怕，因为我救赎了你，我曾招你，我正提名招你，你是属我的。”
And then in verse 2, it says, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you."When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame touch you.
第二节说，你从水中经过，我必与你同在；你趟过江河，水不侵过你；你从火中经过，火必不被烧，火焰也不烧着招在你的身上。
We know that God can literally, deliver us from this kind of circumstances.
我们知道神可以从我们从这些具体的光景当中把我们拯救出来。
But we know that Isaiah in here was describing something else.
但是我们知道以赛亚在这边他讲到另外一些事情。
Isaiah was not talking about the literal flood or fire.
以赛亚在这边并不是讲到那真正的火和洪水。
In here he was talking about the people who were going through spiritually, mentally, and emotionally great trials in their life.
这里边讲到乃是这些基督徒他们经历了心灵上的经历了身体上的各样的征战
Because at that particular time we know that they were in captivities
因为我们知道在这个时候以色列人正在被掳当中
The flood that was talking about in his were the trials
这个里边所讲到的洪水乃是他们所经历的试炼
The fire were the temptations
这些火焰乃是他们所经历的试探
And the rivers were testings for them.
这些河水也是他们所经历的试炼。
It was all the evils, the devil's attempt to destroy them.
乃是仇敌所设的诡计，要消灭他们。
The devil was trying to overwhelm God's people.
仇敌要胜过他们。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
are you going through your personal flood and fire right now?
我们是不是现在也经历我们人生当中的水火?
Isaiah's words in here is a message of pure mercy from God.
以赛亚这里面所讲到的乃是从神来的那个纯全的怜悯。
We know that the reason why they were in captivity was all because of their stupidity and foolishness.
我们知道他们之所以进入被掳的光景，乃是他们自己的愚顽。
They deserve nothing.
他们不配得到任何的更多的拯救。
And right in the middle of this thing, God sent a weeping, heartbroken prophet to tell his people.
然而在这当中，神差遣了一个满面流泪的先知去告诉他的子民。
God wants to tell his people that you belong to me.
神要告诉他的子民，你们是属我的。
Right now, you may be going through your own swirling waters.
也许现在弟兄姐妹们正在经历我们自己周围这个洪水。
Maybe you feel overwhelmed, for example, with your job pressure.
也许我们被工作的压力所胜过
or by temptation,
或者是 试探所胜过
or you're threatened by situation that is wrecking your health,
也许我们的健康出了问题
you fear that all these things may destroy you,
我们害怕这些事情可能要毁坏我们
Now, does God abandon us to suffer these trials and temptation alone?
神是不是帮我们要我们自己单独的去面对这些试探和引诱
If we study the Bible,
如果我们读圣经
We know that God does not always calm the waters.
我们知道神并不是每一次他都平静风浪
God does not always keep the flood from coming at us.
他也不是并不是每一次都使洪水不临到我们
He does not always put out the fires for us.
也不是并不是每一次他都要扑灭这些火焰
And yet he would promise us for one thing
但是他应许我们一件事情
I will walk with you through all this
我要在这一切当中与你同行
The trial, the circumstances is not going to destroy you
这些试探和环境都不能消灭都不能毁坏你
It will not burn or drown you
也不会烧着也不会使你淹没
So that when we walk through the storm of life
当我们通过人生的暴风雨之后
We know that he will be leading us through the storm and we will arrive at the other side with him.
我们知道他要带领我们经历过风暴直到路的终点。
Isn't this the same testimony that David has given us in Psalm 23?
这不是正是大卫在诗篇第23篇所给我们的见证吗?
David said, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,I shall not fear evil, for thou art with me.
大卫说，虽然我行过死亡的幽谷，也不用惧怕，因为你与我同在。
Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
你的杖，你的竿都安慰我。
And thou hast prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
你在我的敌人面前为我摆设宴席。
Even in our darkest moment in life,
是在我们生命当中最黑暗的时刻。
We need to.Be assured that the Lord is still there.
我们应该里面有个确据，神在哪里
？Leading us and guiding us each and every step of the way.
在我们人生当中的每一个脚步当中，他要带领我们，他要指引我们。
Where was God when Daniel's three friends were thrown into the fiery furnace?
当但以理的三个朋友被扔到那个烧着火的火窑当中，神在哪里
？Where is God for you right now?
神对你来说他在什么地方
When they were thrown into the fiery furnace,
当他们被扔到那个火窑里边的时候
We were told that there was a fourth man there walking in the furnace with them.
我们知道那里边有第四个人在火窑里面与他们同行
And they did not get burned. Even their clothes, there was no smell of smoke.
火焰不能烧着他们甚至他们衣裳都没有火燎的味道
That is the kindOf deliverance that God wants to bring you and me.
这就是神要赐给你和我的拯救。
Can we please God by our own righteousness?
我们可以借着我们自己的义去使神喜悦吗
？We know the answer is no. We cannot.
我们知道答案是不，我们不能够。
Now, if not, what is God's motivation for wanting to deliver us?
如果不是这样的话，神为什么要拯救我们呢？
Is it because you have done something to appease him?
是我们做了一些叫他喜悦的事情吗？
Have you increased your prayer time daily?
是我们增加了我们每天的祷告的时间吗？
Have you spent more time reading the scripture?
是我们每天增加了我们读经的时间吗？
Have you promised that you will never fail him again?
是我们向他应许说我们不再会失败吗？
In here, Isaiah gives us a very true revelation.
在这里边我们看见以赛亚给我们一个真正的启示。
In Isaiah chapter 43 verse 4 and 5 it tells us.
在以赛亚书第43章第4第5节告诉我们。
It says, since you are precious in my sight, you have been honorable and I have loved you.
他说因我看你为尊 为宝我又因我喜爱你。
Fear not, for I am with you.
不要害怕，因为我与你同在。
God was in here saying to his people.
所以这边神对他的子民说
，Yes, you are about to go through fires and floods.
你会经历水火。
But I'm going to walk you through with them.
但是我要与你同行。
And I'm going to deliver you in the end.
我要在最后要拯救你。
And the reason why I would do that is there's only one reason.
是我之所以要拯救你只有一个原因
Because you are mine
因为你属于我
I know you by name
我认识你按照你的名字
You are a delight in my heart
你是我心中所喜悦
Indeed in the New Testament Paul reminds us
所以在圣经在新约圣经里边保罗提醒我们
For by grace we are saved through faith
你们得救是本乎恩也因着信
Not because of ourselves
并不是出于自己。
It is the gift of God, not of work, lest any man should boast.
乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
If we think for a moment that we can behave like a good boy, and then God will be good at us, good for us.
如果我们想我们之所以成为一个好人，神才对我们好的话
，This is a very, very wrong concept.
这是一个非常非常错误的。
Because Isaiah tells us that all our Right, so-called righteousness is like a filthy rag before God.
因为以赛亚告诉我们说，我们人所有的这些义，在神的眼中看为不过像破烂的衣服一样。
The truth of the matter is, you can live for 500 years. If we can live this long, we would never be able to please God according to our own doings.
事实上，即便是我们能够活500岁。我们靠着我们自己的善行也不能叫神喜悦。
It doesn't matter what you do to try to clean yourself up.
也不管是我们怎样要做一个自己的清洁。
If you do not depend on Jesus to save you through his grace.
如果我们不是靠着主耶稣基督的恩典拯救我们。
All your good deeds, all your so-called righteousness is but a filthy rag in God's eyes.
我们自己的义我们自己的好的行为在神的眼中不过是污秽的意思。
We need to remind ourselves that our flesh is not acceptable to God.
我们必须记得，我们的肉体在神的面前是不能够被接受。
Because our flesh cannot be reformed.
因为我们的肉体不能够被改变。
The Bible tells us that all flesh is done away with on the cross of Jesus Christ.
因为圣经告诉我们说，我们所有的肉体都在十字架上因着耶稣基督被钉了。
And because of this, a new man has come forth.The Christ man.
所以一个新的人一个属基督的人就产生了
The true faith is having confidence in what Christ has accomplished on that cross for us
乃是我们要借着要在神在十字架上所成就的成为我们的确据
We must remind ourselves again and again
我们必须被一次又一次的被提醒
We need to depend on the finished work of the cross
我们需要依靠耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的工作
You may say
你可以可能说
I can believe that God delights in those spiritual Christians
我相信神喜悦那些属灵的基督徒
They pray, they spend much time in the words
他们祷告他们也花很多时间读经
And I can believe that they are precious to God
我相信他们在神眼中为宝贵
And they have endured much sufferings
他们也经历了很多的痛苦
and many of them they have come out victorious
很多人也在得胜当中
and then you say I find it hard to believe that a troubled and failing Christian like me would be precious to God
所以你可能说，像我这样的一个有很多的难处、很多的失败的基督徒，在神眼中为喜悦。
He has to be disgusted with me.
他可能非常的讨厌我。
Because my life is so up and down.
因为我的生活里边经历了许多的高低。
I got problem that I cannot seem to get through myself.
很多的问题我自己都没办法解决。
Often time I feel like I'm living in his dog house.
很多的时候我就觉得我好像生活在他那个狗窝里边。
Oh yes, I still believe that he loves me.
虽然我相信他仍然爱我。
But surely he is disappointed in me.
但是我相信他对我来讲，他对我很失望。
Because I have failed him time and time and time again.
因为我在他的面前一次又一次的失败。
I think many Christians they harbor this kind of thoughts often.
我相信很多的基督徒在他的心里边常常有这样的想法。
This time around, I had an opportunity. I think 2 months ago to go down to see my grandchildren in California.
这个是两个月之前，我有机会到加州去探访我的孙辈们。
And then when we were in the car, my daughter-in-law was driving, and my oldest grandson was sitting in the car.
那时候我们一起开车，我的媳妇开车，大的长孙子坐在车的后边。
And out of the blue, all of a sudden, my grandson he asked this question, ask his mom this question.
突然间，这个孙子就问他的母亲一个问题
：How come Dad always seems to be mad at me？
为什么爸爸总是对我生气
？When I heard that this kind of question，
当我听见这样的问题的时候
，I couldn't believe that。
我实在是难以相信。
I went to my son's house， and then when I went into the family room， the whole room was filled with all kinds of toys。
我到了我的儿子家庭，我到他的家里边，看见很多的玩具。
I said to myself, you know, when I brought up my own son, they may have one or two or most three toys.
当我的孩子长大的时候，他们可能有两三件，最多有三件玩具。
I can't believe that, you know, the whole family room. I'm not just they actually do not have any more room for more toys.
我实在是没有办法相信他们家的玩具之多，把所有的房间都挤满，再没有。地方放玩具。
But you know, in the mind of this little four-year-old boy,
但是在这个四岁的孩子的脑
even though his father and his mother has shown him so much love, I think it's overdoing it.
虽然他的父母亲他显示了很多的爱，有的时候可能有点过了。
But in his simple mind, he thought that, well, how come my dad is he seems always mad at me?
但是在他那个简单的头脑当中，他说。为什么我的父亲总是对我生气
？Please understand，
请大家明白
，Israel's wonderful prophecy of grace that is spoken to these people right here。
虽然这个何等奇妙的预言已经对这些人说了。
And these people at that particular time, the reason why they were in captivity was because they were robbed, they were spoiled, they were snared, and they were cast into prison。
这些人他们之所以到被掳之地，是因为他们自己的罪过，他们自己的愚昧，他们自己的行为。
Yes, it is indeed because of their own unbelief and foolishness.
也是因为他们自己不信的恶心。
Because they rebelled against God.
因为他们向神，他们反对神。
And it was at such point that God said to them.
那然而就在这个时候，神对他们说
，God said, "Now, after all your failures."
神说。虽然你有这许多的失败
，I come to you with a message of hope。
我带来一个信息，在一个盼望的信息。
Since you are precious in my sight, you have been honorable to me, and I have loved you。
因为你在我的眼中看为至尊至宝，我也爱你。
Fear not, for I am with you。
不要害怕，因为我与你同在。
It is all because you are mine。
都是因为你是属于我的。
There was a pastor who relayed this conversation with his daughter in this way.
有一个牧师，他和他的女儿有这样的一段对话。
The pastor said, "I will never forget the pain I endured when one of my teenage daughters came to me and confessed.
So 他说我永远不会忘记我的心中的那个伤痛。有一次我的十几岁的女儿来跟我谈话。
The daughter said to the father,
她的女儿对父亲说,
Dad, I have never felt once that I have pleased you.
她说父亲我从来没有感觉到我有一次让你喜悦。
I have never felt worthy of your love.
我从来没有一次感觉到我配得你的爱。
I feel like I always let you down the whole life.
所以在我的整个的人生当中我一直让你失望。
I am not as bright as my siblings.
我不像我的弟兄姐妹们那样聪明。
I can never achieve the kind of things that they achieve.
也不像他们在人生当中取得的那些成就。
You must be disappointed in me.
你一定对我非常的失望。
Because I have failed you so many times.
因为我一直在你面前失败。
You know, these words, when the father heard it,
当父亲听见这些话的时候,
it was really hurting inside.
在他里边一个极大的伤痛。
He thought to himself,
他对自己想,
How wrong! I have shown this child my love. I have shown this child.
我已经把我的爱向这个孩子显示。
I have spoken it.
我已经说了这些。
I have demonstrated time and time again to her of my love.
我已经在她的面前一次又一次显出我的爱。
All my other children, they feel secure of my love.
我所有的其他的孩子，他们都因着我的爱有一个确据。
And how could this child carry such a misconception for so long?
为什么这个孩子在他里边有一个这样的一个不同的感觉，而且是如此长的时间。
And that she would bear such unnecessary misery and guilt.
她也从在她的心里边有这样一个没有必要的悲伤和罪孽感。
And this pastor, he told his child.
所以这个牧师就告诉他的孩子
，You have been very special to me, daughter.
说女儿，你在我的心中是何等的。宝贵。
You are the apples of my eyes.
你是我眼中的瞳仁。
When I am on the road working,
当我到去工作的路上。
When I think of you, my whole being lights up.
当我想到你的时候，我的全身非常的喜悦。
Yes, you have done foolish things.
是的，你做了很多愚昧的事情。
Wrong things, just like your brother and sisters.
很多错误的事情，就像你的弟兄姐妹们他们也做过一样。
But you were forgiven.
但是你已经得了赦免。
You were truly sorry.
因为你从心里边发出了忧伤。
I never thought any less of you.
我从来没有轻看你。
You are nothing but a joy to me.
你在我的心中是何等的喜乐。
You have made me happy all my life.
你使我的人生得到了喜乐。
You have been a delight to me.
你在我的眼中看为喜悦。
So it is with many, many Christians today in their relationship with our Heavenly Father.
所以在很多的基督徒我们和天父之间的关系当中
The devil has convinced them that they are only a disappointment to God.
撒旦让我们确信我们在神的眼中不过是失望
And they will never be able to please God in their life.
我们在我们的人生当中不能让神喜悦
And as a result, they will not accept God's love for them.
所以我们就没有办法来接受神向着我们的爱
And instead, they live a life as if God's wrath was always breathing down on them.
所以他们生活好像就一直在神的愤怒一直要临到他们。
What a horrible way to go through life like this.
这样的方式生活是何等的可怕。
How pain God must have feel when he sees his children living this way.
当神看见他的儿女这样的生活他的心中是何等的伤痛。
You know, there's a sister, we have a Tuesday night prayer meeting.
我们有星期二的祷告聚会，其中有一位姊妹。
And then she was always telling the other sister, you know, if you do not behave right,
所以她告诉其他的姊妹，如果你的行为不好
，God is going to punish you.
神要惩罚你。
You see all the problems that you have right now?
你看见这些所有的问题吗
？Because you do not preach the gospel.
因为你没有传福音。
Because you haven't done this, you haven't done that.
因为没有做这个，没有做那个。
Unfortunately, many times this is the kind of mentality. We'll laugh at this sister, but you know what? unknowingly, a lot of time, this is our mentality.
我们虽然可能要笑这个姊妹，但是在不知不觉当中，这也成为我们心里面的一个概念。
Perhaps you were raised in an unloving, uncaring family.
也许我们在一个没有爱、没有关切的家庭当中长大。
And maybe your father, your mother, or even your siblings, they feel that you worth nothing.
也许你的父母亲或者甚至你的弟兄姐妹们觉得你不配。
You never felt special or precious to anyone in particular.
你自己从来也没有觉得你在任何的人眼中成为宝贵。
Nobody really put his arms around you and say, "I love you. You are special to me."
没有人拥抱你说我爱你，你是宝贵的。
I'm so proud of you.
我为你感到骄傲。
Nobody did that.
没有人这样做。
I think especially for the Chinese culture, we're bad in expressing our emotion and our feeling.
特别是中国的文化，我们很多的时候不善于表达我们里边的感情。
And how many children has grown up wanting to be special to their parents?
很多的孩子他们长大要成为他们父母心中的宝贵的。
How many adults today struggle with perfectionism because they never felt special and a delight to their parents?
很多的成年人他们在他的人生当中要成为完美，因为在他们父母的眼中，他们觉得他们并不是宝贵的。
We always feel that we're not good, we're not living up to that standard that my parents expect of me.
我们常常觉得我们没有达到我们父母亲所定的那个标准。
Some have said that their parents taunted them even and yelling at them.
有的时候他们觉得父母亲在取笑，在向他们咆哮。
They may even say you're good for nothing.
他们可能说你实在是没有什么好的。
You just cannot do anything right.
你也不能做什么正确的事情。
You never amount to anything in your life. Have you ever heard comments like this?
你也不能在生活当中取得什么。大家有没有听见这样的话？
You know, worst of all, they will then start comparing the relative's achievement with you.
更糟糕的是，有的时候他们要跟其他那些亲属有成就的亲属比较。
They will say, your uncle's son.Has already become a CPA.
他们说你的叔叔他已经现在成了一个注册的会计师。
And your auntie's daughter, she is now an, I think in US is called attorney. I think in Canada we call lawyer.
你姑姑的儿子他在美国叫做他已经成了一个牧师。
When you hear this kind of,
对不起，律师。
When you hear comments like this.
当你听见这样的话的时候
，You really feel hurt.
你心中可能非常的
伤。And a lot of the young people, they grew up in this kind of environment. They end up with what we call, I make it up, an inferior, complex syndrome.
所以很多人在生活在这样的一个光景当中，我们可以把它叫做是自卑综合症。
But we thank God for Jesus.
但是我们为着我们的主耶稣基督感谢神。
To Him, we have always been precious.
因为在他的眼中，我们永远是宝贵。
It doesn't matter what kind of home life you had.
也不管你的家庭生活怎样。
It doesn't matter what kind of earthly parents you have.
也不管你在地上的父母怎样。
None of these can ever compare to the love of your heavenly Father.
所以这些都不能和我们天父的爱相比。
From the day you were born,
从我们出生的那一天，
you have been very special to Him.
我们在他的眼中就是何等的宝贵。
When I say from the day you were born, we're not talking about just from the day you were baptized. From the day you were born from your mother's womb, you were special.
我在这里边所讲的说，从你出生那天，并不是指你受浸的那一天，乃是从我们从一出生那个日子。
And that is why David confirmed with this, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me.
所以大卫就在这里边说，我的父母虽离弃我，我的神要收留我。
Even my mother and my father abandon me, the Lord will hold me up.
虽然我的父母亲他们会离弃我，但是我的神要收留我。
What is the enemy, the devil, doing to the precious children of God today?
仇敌今天在神 这些宝贵的儿女身上正在做什么样的事呢？
You know, this is the scheme of the enemy to make us feel so inadequate.
这是仇敌的一个诡计，就是让我们感觉到我们不配。
If we take a look at Proverbs chapter 6, verse 26b,
如果我们看一下箴言第二十六章第六章二十六节的后半部分。
This is what the devil is doing in our life.
这就是仇敌今天在我们身上要做的工作。
The adulteress will hunt for the precious life.
淫妇猎取人宝贵的生命。
And this adulteress is Satan himself.
这里边所讲的淫妇就是撒旦。
And he is hunting down all those who are precious to God.
他正在猎取那些在神眼中为宝贵的生命。
And there are certain children of God who show hunger for God in their early life.
很多神的儿女在他们早年的时候就向神有一个心中有个渴望。
And God has put his hand on them.
神的手也在他们身上。
They yearn for God.
他们心中向神有渴慕。
And then Satan is determined to hunt down each and every one of this kind of child.
仇敌撒旦他就决心要猎取这每一个人的生命。
Because the devil understands the power that is behind such preciousness in God's sight.
因为仇敌知道在神的眼中看为宝贵，这是何等有能力的一件事。
He knew, for example,Samuel, the little Samuel, in his young heart, he has a heart reach out to God.
那个撒母耳在他非常幼年的时候，他里边心里边就向神有一个渴慕。
And the devil saw that when Samuel grew up, he became a mighty prophet that rocked his kingdom.
他就知道，当撒母耳长大的时候，他要成为一个大能的先知，以色列国的柱石。
Now the devil is trying to seduce.Everyone who hungers after the Lord.
仇敌也在那边引诱每一个向着神有渴慕的心。
Why do you think that you are constantly being tested?
为什么我们常常要经历这些试探？
Why do you think that you are suffering so many attacks from the enemy?
为什么我们常常经历仇敌攻击的痛苦？
You may have a lifetime of trial.
我们也许有一生都在经历试探当中。
It was not because you're particularly evil.
并不是因为我们特别的邪恶。
No, it is because Satan knows how precious you are in God's sight.
那是因为仇敌知道你在神的眼中为宝贵。
It is your precious life that is in you that he is after.
是你里边那个宝贵的生命是仇敌所要的。
The Bible gives us vivid illustration as to how Satan tried to deceive and destroy us.
圣经给我们一个非常活的例子，让我们看见仇敌要让我们失败。
And it is all because we're precious in God's sight.
正是因为我们在神的眼中看为至宝。
We know that in order for us to overcome our trials,
这我们知道，如果我们要胜过我们这些试炼，
we must not focus on our problem, on our inability.
我们必须不要把目光定睛在我们自己的软弱和我们的无能之上。
But this is exactly what the peoples of God oftentimes focus on.
但是这正是那些属神的儿女他们常常目光所定睛的地方。
Remember when after Moses sent the 12 spies to spy out the land of Canaan?
你还记得当摩西派着十二个探子去迦南地窥探？
And when they returned after 40 days,
四十天之后他们回来了。
The devil planted three lies in the hearts of the people.
是这个仇敌就放了三个谎言在这个神的儿女当中。
Number one,
第一
there are too many people there, and they are too strong for us.
那边的人太多，太强大。
Number two,
第二
the walls is too high and it is impenetrable.
这城邑高大且强壮，是没有办法攻破的。
And number three.The giants in the land is we're no match for them.
第三，那里边那个民都高大强壮，我们没有办法打败。
We are helpless. We are finished.
我们是没有希望的，我们完了。
These lies took the heart right out of God's people when they heard it.
这些谎言就使神的儿女失去了信心。
The people endure a night of despair.
所以在那天晚上他们经历了何等大的悲伤。
Because the Bible tells us that the whole congregation lifted up their voices and cried.
因为圣经告诉我们说，全会众都放声痛哭。
The people wept that night.
那天晚上，所有的人都哭泣。
You know how many people were there?
大家知道那边有多少人吗？
Right at that time, I think, including children and women and on, and that's about 2 million people.
包括妇女和儿童，大概有200万。
Imagine the whole night, the people they were weeping, they were weeping, they were crying out loud.
大家可以想象一下，那个晚上他们在哭泣，他们在哭嚎。
Focusing completely on their weaknesses and their inability.
他们目光就定睛在他们自己的软弱和无能之上。
You know, the whole night their wailing song bombarded heaven.
所以那天晚上，他们哭泣的声音已经达到了天空，达到了天堂。
Take a good look at the scene.
我们可以看一看那时候的光景。
You may find yourself in the midst of it.
你可能发现你正在这样的光景当中。
We have a sister who's been trying to look for work for several years without success.
我们中间有一位姊妹，她找工作有几年了，但是都没有成功。
Not for the lack of trying.
并不是她不努力。
And then.Finally, there was this one job that she got the first interview, the second interview.
对，后来最终有一个工作，她有了第一次的面试和第二次的面试。
And then the hiring manager would say that, well, okay, you know what, I will call you Monday to let you know the result.
那边的经理说，我要星期一给你打电话，告诉你结果。
She had the assurance in her heart that the Lord is going to give her this job.
她那时候非常高兴，并且心里边确信。神要把这份工作赐给他。
And yet, come Monday, there was no call.
所以当星期一来了的时候，没有电话。
The whole night, her condition was like the Israelite in here. The whole night, crying out to the Lord.
那一天晚上，他心里面的光景就像以色列人的光景，他心里面在哭泣。
Wailing and moaning because the demonic lies that were planted in her heart.
因为仇敌在他心中所设的谎言，所以他心里边非常的忧伤。
Brothers and sisters, have you at one point in your life that you cried out to God, "I had it"?
有没有弟兄姐妹们有这样的感觉？有曾经在你的生活当中，你向神说够了
？I can't take it anymore.
我没有办法再坚持。
The trial is just too much for me.
这个试探对我来说太大了。
And this trial in me will never come down.
这个试炼。没有办法，我没有办法坚持下去。
It all is all over as far as I'm concerned.
对我自己来讲，这些都要结束了。
And I'll never make it. I have lost the battle.
我已经没有办法，我已经失败了。
You know, today the devil is throwing the same three lies in the hearts of God's children.
我们知道，今天仇敌也在神的儿女当中。在设下这三个谎言。
Your temptation is too numerous.
我们的试探太多了。
Your trials are too overwhelming.
我们的试炼是我们不能够胜过。
And you are too weak to resist the power that is coming against you.
我们在这些强大的势力面前是非常的软弱。
This is the kind of messages.The devil has been constantly putting in the hearts of God's children.
仇敌一直把这样的一个谎言要做工在神儿女的心中。
You know, when Moses led the people of Israel out of Egypt and going towards the promised land.
当摩西把以色列人从埃及领出来到应许之地的时候。
And this is the word that God spoke.To the people through Moses,
神就借着摩西向他的子民说话。
God said, "You shall be a special treasure unto me above all people."
说你在万民当中是特别属我的子民。
Because all the earth is mine.
因为全地都是我的。
That was in Exodus 19:5.
在出埃及记第十九章。
And also, God spoke to them again in Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 2.
神也在借着申命记第十四章第二节说
，For you are a holy people to the Lord your God.
因为你归耶和华，你的神为圣的民。
The Lord has chosen you to be a people for Himself.
耶和华从地上万民当中拣选你作为他的子民。
A special treasure above all people who were on the face of the earth.
乃是在万民之上作为神一个特别的器皿。
I'm sure that the Israelites would feel precious and special to the Lord when they were first saved.
我们相信当以色列人最开始他们得拯救的时候，他们相信他们在神的眼中为特别，为喜，为宝贵。
When they were delivered from the bondage of Egypt.
当他们从埃及的奴仆之家为拯救出来的时候。
When God opened up the Red Sea for them.
当神把红海向他们打开的时候。
Rescued them from the Pharaoh's army.
当神从法老的军兵手下拯救他们的时候。
They must have said to one another.
他们可能彼此说。
Look at this great miracles that God has performed on our behalf.
看看神在我们当中行了何等大的神迹。
God really, really loves us.
神真的真的爱我们。
And even, Moses, the sister, Miriam, and the women, they sang songs, praising God and danced before the Lord.
所以，摩西的姐姐米利安就带着这些妇女们唱歌跳舞赞美神。
Most Christians today would say the same thing about their Savior and Lord.
很多的基督徒今天也能够对我们的救主说同样的话。
They will say, "Oh yes, God saved me from my sin."
他们说是神把我从我的罪恶当中拯救出来。
Look at everything that He has delivered me from.
看看他把我从许多的事情当中拯救出来。
Yes.I am precious to God.
是的，我在神的眼中看为宝贵。
But the question I want to ask is, what happened now?
但是我要问的问题是，现在发生了什么？
In just a few years,
只是几年的光景。
Many Christians have felt just like the Israelite.
很多的基督徒就像以色列人当时那个感觉。
All the problems and trials of life come upon them.
生活当中的很多的难处和试炼临到了他们。
They might begin to think like this.
他们可能是开始这样想。
We were once very precious in God's sight.
我们曾经在神的眼中为宝贵。
Enough to be saved, that is.
以至于我们在神里边可以得救。
But now, after serving Him for a few years,
但是现在服侍主几年之后。
We are only like the grasshoppers.
我们不过像是蚱蜢一样。
We are meat for our enemies.
我们是仇敌口中的食物。
Such defeated,Believer no longer sense God's delight in them.
他们感觉到如此的失败，以至于不配神在他们身上的工作。
In fact, many believe quietly, secretly that God has forsaken them.
甚至是很多人，他们在他们的自己心中那个隐念当中，相信神已经离弃了他们。
God is no longer so close to them.
神不再对他们亲密。
When God's people said, "We are grasshoppers in the eyes of the giants,"
当神的子民说我们是那些巨人，与巨人相比，我们不过是骂蚱蜢。
In fact, what they are saying is that God has treated us like helpless insects.
实际上，他们是说神把我们就是看见像那些毫无希望的昆虫一样。
We are to be stomped to death.
我们不过是被用来踩死的。
And we are to be smashed into the ground.
我们被踩到这个地上。
We are no better off than the grasshoppers.
我们并不比蚱蜢强。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
,notice that Joshua and Caleb, they have a different spirit.
我们要看见约书亚和加勒他们有不同的灵。
Among the 12 spies that came back,
在这个十二个探子中间
，these two people they came back full of hope.
这两位他们回来之后，心里边充满了希望。
They did not shed tears.
他们没有流泪。
Bemoaning their condition.
他们没有对他们的光景忧伤。
Rather, they rejoiced after searching out the land.
但是他们看了那个地之后，他心里边充满了喜乐。
They are full of faith. They are full of vision.
他们里边充满了信心。和一项
Do you know Christian like this?
你认不认识基督徒像这样的基督徒
They are always rejoicing.
因为他们 常常喜乐。
You know that they are enduring awful trials in their life.
你知道他们在生活当中经历了许多可怕的事。
Yet they seem to be able to know how to get a hold of God in the midst of their trials.
但是他们在这所有的这些试炼当中，他们知道如何抓住神。
We know that in China, a while back, there is a sister called Sister Christina Choi.
在中国，从前有一个姊妹叫 Christina Choi.
Choi So Good, 蔡淑娟。
蔡淑娟姊妹。
She has written a book called The Queen in the Dark Room.
她写了一本书，这本书的名字叫《暗室中的女王》。
暗室之后，暗室之后，对。
暗示之后
we know that because of her sickness, she was not able to face any sunlight.
因为她的疾病，她没有办法看见任何的光。
She was locked up in a room for her entire life.
所以她的一生当中都被闭锁在黑暗的房间当中。
And yet, many brothers and sisters would go and try to comfort her and try to visit her.
很多的弟兄姐妹们去探访他，去安慰他。
After every visit, they came out and they testified that instead of me comforting her, actually she was comforting me.
但是每位弟兄姐妹们他们去了之后，离开之后，他们都会做这样的见证：我没有安慰她，那是她安慰了我。
Because she was so sure that she has not been abandoned by her Lord.
因为她心里边有一个确据，神没有遗弃她。
Yet, what about you?
那你怎么样？
Are you always down?
你是不是总是非常的低沉？
Always complaining?
总是抱怨。
Perhaps your personal and family problems have possessed you.
或者是我们的个人的家庭的生活是我们没有办法应付。
Eaten your soul up.
甚至把我们的魂都吞噬了。
Brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter what we are going through in life.
弟兄姐妹们，无论我们在生活当中经历的是什么
，We need to have this certainty in our heart that we are precious to God.
我们心里边应该有个确据，我们在神的眼中为宝贵。
And if you come to Him with a repentant heart and a hungry soul,
如果我们来到神的面前有一个悔改的心，有一个饥渴的灵
，He will give you the same vision as Joshua and Caleb.
他要把赐给约书亚和加勒那个。一项也赐给你们。
What revelation did Joshua and Caleb have in common with David?
约书亚和加勒，他们有一个和大卫同样的一个启示。
In the eyes of these two men, they know that they were precious in God's sight.
在这两个人的心中，他们知道他们在神眼中为宝贵。
They know that their people were special to God.
因为他们知道。这些人在神心中是宝贵的。
And this is the key to their hopeful, victorious spirit.
这就是他们能够有一个得胜，有一个充满希望的灵的一个秘诀。
And that is why Joshua said, "If the Lord delights in us, He will bring us into the land and give it to us."
所以约书亚就说，耶和华若喜悦我们，他要领我们进那地，并且让我们能够得着那地。
In other words, what he is saying is that because he delights in us, we are as good as in the land already.
所以他实际上他有这样一个确据，因为神喜悦我们，所以现在就是像我们已经拥有了那地一样。
And these two men, they have the same revelation, the same vision as David.
这两个人，他们里边有一个同神那边来的和大卫一样的启示和意象。
And because David said, He brought me out into a large place and delivered me because He delighted in me.
因为大卫说他把我带到宽阔之处，他拯救我，因为他喜悦我。
Likewise, every victorious Christian today, we should have the same revelation as these men.
所以每一个要得胜的基督徒，我们心中都要有这样一个和这两个人同样的启示。
We cannot fail. All our enemies are meats for us.
我们不会失败，我们的仇敌不过是我们的食物。
Why? Because we are precious to God.
为什么？因为我们在神的眼中为宝贵。
He delights in us.
因为他喜悦我们。
It's not about how good or how bad I am.
并不是因为我们多好或者多坏。
Let me reveal to you this great mercy of God toward His erring children.
让我们再一次看看神他何等大的怜悯，为着他常常犯错的儿女身上所显明的。
You know that night, the whole Israelites they spent the whole night in rebellion.
那一天晚上，所有的以色列人都在那边起来反对神。
Wallowing in their unbelief, weeping as though God has already forsaken them.
在他们的不信当中打滚，好像神已经遗弃了他们。
And they were even talking about setting up a leader to lead them back to Egypt.
他们甚至要设一个领袖，要把他们带回埃及地。
And yet the Lord sent Joshua and Caleb to them.
然而神把约书亚和加勒带到他们中间。
And then told them that in spite of your night of confusion, in spite of your misery and your complaining, God delights in you.
他让这两个人告诉他们，尽管你们这一夜经历了何等的不明白，经历了很多的伤心，但是神喜悦你们。
And he will lead you forward, fear not.For you are precious to him.
他要带领你们向前，不要惧怕，因为你在他们心，在神的心中为喜悦。
The question is, does God always have patience with us?
问题是，神是不是永远向我们有耐心？
I think the answer is definitely yes.
我相信这个答案是非常确定的，神对我们有耐心。
We can attest to the patience of God when we look at our own life.
我们让我们看看自己人生的时候，我们就可以见证神是有耐心的那一位。
And yet there is a warning here for you and me.
但是在这里边，对于你，对于我，都有一个警告。
When God's people refuse to believe God's message about how precious we are to Him,
当神的儿女拒绝相信我们在神的眼中是何等宝贵这样一个信息的时候
，When the children of God chose to focus on their condition.
当神的儿女选择要把他们的目光定睛在他们的光景上的时候
，When the Israelites they chose to look at their problem, their weaknesses and their inability,
当他们这些以色列人他们看见自己的软弱、自己的无能、
they gave in to their fears,
他们就被那个恐惧所胜过。
And finally, God ran out of patience with them.
所以神在他们就对他们没有耐心了。
And God said to Moses, "How long will this people provoke me?"
所以神对摩西说，这些百姓藐视我要到几时呢
？How long will it be before they believe me?
这些百姓要相信我的所行的一切要到几时呢
？For all the signs which I have shown among them, I will then smite them with pestilence, and I will disinherit them.
在我在他们中间所行的这一切神迹，我要用瘟疫攻击他们，使他们不承受那地。
We know that story well.
我们知道这个故事。
What kind of life we have when we refuse to focus on being precious to God?
如果我们拒绝把我们的目光定睛在说我们在神的眼中为宝贵。
We know that Moses pleaded.To God for the Israelite.
我们知道这里边摩西为着以色列的众民向神祈求。
And indeed, the Lord forgave them for Moses' sake.
为着摩西的缘故，神的确赦免了他们。
But they were not permitted to enter into the promised land.
但是他们没有能够进入应许之地。
From 20 and up, their bodies were laid low in the wilderness.
二十岁以上的人。他们的尸体都要倒闭在旷野。
In other words, they were assigned to a wilderness existence.
用另外一句话说，他们的目的地，他们的目的地就是旷野。
A life given over to constant fear and destructive doubts.
他们的生命是被这些惧怕和毁坏所占据的。
Yes, they were forgiven, but they live a miserable life.
是的，他们得了赦免。但是他们过了一个非常痛苦的一生。
They have lost the hope, the rest, the peace that comes from accepting and believing how special they are the people to God.
因为他们拒绝相信他们在神的眼中为宝贵，所以他们失去了平安，失去了希望。
You know, among the 600,000 fighting men, you know, only two made it into the promised land.
在那些在六 在那些六万人的这些勇士当中，只有
60万
勇士当中，只有两个人能够进入应许之地。
599,998 people perish in the wilderness.
就是有599,000，只有两个人进去了。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们,
the only time God's patience runs out with us is when we refuse again, again, again and again to accept how much God loves us.
只有当我们拒绝神的一次，并且一次一次拒绝神的时候，我们就没有办法得到进入应许之地。
God wants to see us through our battles.
神要引领我们经过这些征战。
But the thing is, many Christians today, they have been turned back into a wilderness kind of life because of their own making.
但是很多的时候，因为我们自己的缘故，我们就回到了那个旷野一般的生活。
Yes, they are safe.
是的，他们得救了。
Yet they have no joy, no victory, and no hope.
但是他们没有喜乐，没有得胜，也没有希望。
If you look at these people,
如果我们看见这些人的时候，
you would think that God has forsaken them for many years.
你可能相信说神已经在许多年之前就已经遗弃了他们。
No, it is that he has turned them over to their own complaining and murmuring and unbelief.
但是并不是这样，乃是他们自己在他们的抱怨，在他们自己这些怨言当中失落了。
What kind of life have we when we are convinced that we are precious to God?
当我们确信我们在神的眼中为宝贵的时候，我们要过一个怎样的生活呢？
Thank God, Joshua and Caleb, they enter into the promised land.
感谢主，约书亚和加勒他们进入了应许之地。
What joy they had experienced.
他们有何等大的喜乐。
God blessed them incredibly.
神祝福了他们。
They stood as green trees in the house of God.
他们在神的家中就像那些青翠的树。
Until their very last day on earth.
直到他们在地上最后的一天。
They are a man with wisdom.
他们是有智慧的一群人，
有启示的，
有启示的人。
Because they knew they were precious to God.
因为他们知道他们在神眼中为宝贵。
They were like the green olive tree in the house of God.
他们在神的家中就像那个青翠的橄榄树。
They trust in the loving kindness of God forever.
他们对神的慈爱和信实有相信。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
you also are precious to the Lord.
你们在神的眼中也是宝贵。
In spite of all your problems,
尽管我们面临所有的问题和失败,
no matter what your trials and struggles are in life,
不管我们在生活当中遇见怎样的这些征战,
you can be a green tree in the house of God.
你可以在神的家中成为青翠的树。
Just like David, just like Joshua and Caleb.
就像大卫，像约书亚，像加勒一样。
Simply, we need to stand in God's promise.
我们只要站在神的应许之地。
He brought me forth into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me.
他又带领我到宽阔之处，他救拔我，因为他喜悦我。
That is the foundation of our true faith.
这是我们真正信心的根基。
May the Lord have mercy upon us.
愿神对我们有怜悯。
Let us bow for a word of prayer.
让我们一同祷告。亲爱的主耶稣，我们是何等的感谢赞美你，因为你为我们流血舍命，你在我们这些不堪不配的身上所显的恩典、慈爱、怜悯是何等的大，远超过我们人心所能够想象，远超过我们言语所能够述说。在我们所有的这些失败当中，我们知道你是我们的希望。让我们能够定睛在你的身上，知道有一天你要带领我们到直到路中，因为你的应许从不改变，因为你是为我们信心创始成终的神。
Amen.
你所开始你的工作，你必定要完成。
Amen.
所以说，愿你的圣灵帮助我们，让我们看见我们能够借着你成为得胜的基督徒。尽管我们自己是何等的软弱，但是我们所信的神是一位伟大的神，是一位工作的神。你是我们里边的宝贝，愿你能够活出 愿我们能够在你里边得享你所赐给我们的平安喜乐。愿你祝福弟兄姐妹们，也为这早晨弟兄在我们中间所释放这些话语，我们献上深处的感谢。祷告奉我主耶稣宝贵圣名， Amen。